Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, something that has been really plaguing a lot of us over the past few weeks since the Hamas massacre in Israel is how many of us are losing friends, colleagues, our political party, members we might have voted for to represent us. And when we saw the divide and people who you thought you knew, people who you thought you were so close with that you would never, ever not separate from. You guys are bonded. You think alike. You've seen over the last few weeks that you could be close to somebody who thinks the entire opposite. And many of us have already kind of dealt with that with Republican, Democrat, and, you know, Roe v. Wade. And there's always these things that divide us. And I think there's a power at play that keeps pushing that out there because they'd rather have an America divided than an America united. So the more they could divide us, they feel the better, and they could get our votes and get us mad and angry. But this is different. You know, when October 7th happened, kids were lured, allegedly with candy, by Hamas just to be shot in the head. Women raped so badly that on autopsy, their pelvises were fractured. We're talking older women, young women, gang raped. One woman, while she was being raped, they shot her in the head. I mean, just horrifying, horrifying acts that happened. And when people you work with, people you who are educated, don't speak out or actually say that, well, that's all a part of the cause, it kind of shocks you. And so for those of you in shock and feeling really isolated and feeling that not only did you isolate during COVID and you lost a lot of friends and family, you know, or you've lost throughout the years with politics, now you're... your friend space or your family's getting even smaller. Not to mention if you've had family members who were killed or taken hostage in the war. And so, and then you have individuals who, you know, feel that, you know, what's happening in Gaza is genocide. And, you know, where are you getting that from? You know, what news outlet are you listening to? Hamas is hiding in a hospital. Hamas is hiding using human shields. And Israel has been asked and tasked with getting hostages out. Nobody wants innocent individuals to die. But, you know, genocide is the Holocaust. Genocide is what Hamas did. And so when you hear people use that term, you're like, okay, there's no, compromise. There's no way to have conversations with people who think that. And the country's getting more and more and more divided. And I don't like to sit here and complain on this show. You know, I don't want to complain that people are getting obese or, you know, people are vaping too much. I like to offer solutions. I don't want to just sit here and complain and, you know, I don't know what the solution is. When you have, you know, and we've seen videos, we've seen the dead bodies, when you see the Hamas massacre, and now you're seeing, you know, the aftermath and hostages are still taken. And there are people out there who say, oh, now it was deserved. You can't, it's hard to live with that person in your neighborhood or in your society or work with that person. And so over the last 32 days, is it 33 days, we've had a complete turnover of what we thought a united America would look like. And we get, you can disagree with politics. That's why this country is so great, where you can have Republicans and Democrats and multiple parties, and you can have fair elections, assuming they're fair. That's what makes America great. But when somebody looks at atrocities and doesn't find them to be atrocities, they're not going to stand with you to prevent them. September 11th was an atrocity. The Holocaust was an atrocity. These mass shootings are atrocities. And so if you're feeling isolated, if you're feeling like, I don't know what to do, I don't know if I could go to work, if you feel like you have to hide your support, I mean, look at how Jews have been told to not wear their religious garments and you know, show any sort of sign that they could be Jewish because they could be attacked or killed. How could anybody stand for that? And so when you see people be like, okay, well, you know, that's a bad thing, pass the salt. Yeah, you do feel isolated. And so you're not alone. Do I have an answer for that? I don't. I wish I did. When you see video footage, when you see, people say that's propaganda, they say it's misinformation. And, you know, you can't control what people believe. You don't want to control what people believe, but you think people who are educated would have a little bit more sense. But also people fear. People during the Holocaust feared saying something. The average person thought what the Nazis were doing was horrible. You did have some idiots that didn't like the Jews and supported the Nazis and helped them. But you had a lot of people that feared for their lives. And that's what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing right now is a country that wants to make people afraid to stand up for those who are being killed, raped, attacked, and, you know, we can't be a country like that. And it's 2023, and we're seeing the exact same behavior we saw during the Holocaust and we probably saw for centuries when certain groups were being attacked. Yeah, I could pray. I could hope that the education gets out there. But, you know, it's pretty lonely right now. 1-877, that's how I don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Hoorah! Happy birthday, Marines. The Marines are 248 years old today. We are grateful for you. A resolution passed at the Second Continental Congress meeting in Philly, which established two battalions of Continental Marines to serve as landing forces with the Continental Navy. Hence, their birthday for the U.S. Marine Corps is November 10th, 1775. This is according to Marine Corps University. The Marines have taken part in every U.S. war since their birthday, November 10th, 1775. Huge roles, especially in the War of 1812, World Wars, Korean War, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, And we are grateful to you all. Marine Corps Commandant General Eric Smith said, Marines, you are the strength of our Corps, and your actions determine the fate of millions of future warriors and their ability to stand on your shoulders. I know that you're ready. So, you know, we're really, really grateful for all our armed men and women, families sacrificed. Veterans Day is tomorrow. And we observe Veterans Day on November 11th. Back in 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, an armistice or temporary cessation of hostilities was declared between the Allied nations and Germany in World War I, then known as the Great War. So we called it Armistice Day at the time. It was commemorated in many countries as Armistice Day. And by 1938 in the United States, they made November 11th a federal holiday. Now, we stopped calling it Armistice Day after World War II, Korean War. We started to call Armistice Day Veterans Day. So the Treaty of Versailles was signed June 28, 1919. That was the official end of World War I. But Armistice Day of November 11, 1918 marked the official end of the conflict. 1 year later, according to History.com, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemoration of Armistice Day. There were parades, public gatherings. Well, we would do moments of silence, a pause in business and school activities. When? At 11 a.m. On November 11th, 1921, an unidentified American soldier who was killed in the war was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. On the same day the previous year, unidentified soldiers were laid to rest at Westminster Abbey in London and the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. On June 4, 1926, Congress passed a resolution that the recurring anniversary of November 11, 1918 should be commemorated with Thanksgiving, prayer, exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill, mutual understanding between nations. And they asked the president to issue an annual proclamation calling for the observance of Armistice Day. Now, 27 state legislators had already made November 11th a legal holiday, but it took until 1938 to make it a federal legal holiday. Now, they say in actuality, there are no U.S. national holidays because the states retain the right to designate their own. But the government can designate holidays for federal employees and for D.C., District of Columbia. So most states will follow the federal lead. And so the effort during World War II saw one of the greatest mobilizations of our Army, our Navy, our Marines, our Air Force in the nation's history. 5.7 million served in the Korean War, 16 million served in World War II. So there were a lot of efforts after the Korean War to, you know, change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the legislation on June 1, 1954. That's when we started officially calling it Veterans Day. Then, interestingly, in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. That sought to ensure three-day weekends for all federal employees. So it also wanted, you know, to help encourage tourism and travel. So Washington's birthday, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Columbus Day. Now, this isn't 68. This is when it was still Washington's Day, Washington's birthday and not President's Day. But what they did is they moved them all to Monday. In 1975, people were like, but you know what? This isn't about a three-day weekend. Veterans Day is about November 11th. So President Gerald Ford signed a new law returning the observation of Veterans Day to November 11th, beginning in 1978. If November 11th falls on a Saturday or Sunday, the federal government will observe the holiday on the previous Friday or the following Monday. So since it's tomorrow, there's been many institutions that are observing it today. Great Britain, France, Australia, Canada also commemorate veterans of World War I and World War II on or near November 11th. Canada calls it, I think, Remembrance Day. Britain has a Remembrance Sunday, which is the second Sunday in November. In Europe, according to History.com, Great Britain and the Commonwealth countries will take 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. every November 11th. I think that's important. I think a lot of our kids, you know, don't, you know, they're so far separated from the war. Many of us had relatives who were in World War II or relatives who, you know, suffered during the Holocaust. And, you know, so I had patients who were veterans of World War I when I was in training. So the younger generations never really had that tactile you know, holding the hand of somebody who was in one of our great wars. And so I think taking that 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m., it reminds us that there's commitments, there's sacrifices, and those who did die for our country and die for our freedom deserve to be recognized not only for Veterans Day, but all day long, all year long. So there's an official wreath laying ceremony held each Veterans Day at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. People kind of confuse Veterans Day with Memorial Day. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Memorial Day honors American service members who died in service to their country as a result of injuries incurred during battle. Yet Veterans Day pays tribute not only to those who sacrificed, but also to those who are alive. And they give thanks to living veterans. A lot of, and we'll talk about this later, a lot of things out there for like free coffee, free meals. If you're a veteran, you know, let us honor you. Let us endow you with hugs and, you know, appreciation. And, you know, those individuals who might not have necessarily served in a war still served, still sacrificed. We're having U.S. air bases. I think over 47 U.S. air bases have been attacked in the last month since the Hamas attack. And, you know, we take our service members for granted, and we really do appreciate you. Whether you, it's, you know, the Marines, the Army, the Space Force we have, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, the recruitment efforts have been challenging. And I've seen some of the commercials. I know there's been a lot of memes making fun of some of the wokeness that is pervading our military that may not necessarily be embraced by those who are currently serving or those who had considered serving. And, you know, there's nothing more onerous and acclaimable than, you know, serving your country in any way you can. And so hopefully that gets ironed out and we could recruit more. I understand these promises of free college to non-military makes it harder for the military to recruit. Also, you know, people are not as physically fit as they once were. And so, you know, whatever we could do to help our military, we need to. And this is one day they do need our support. And this may hopefully help recruitment efforts, and it'll show that those who, you know, wake up every morning with a purpose and with a desire to do good and bring peace and protect America and innocent individuals across the globe is one of the greatest honors out there. And I hope our youth can see that, and I hope more people will want to be a part of one of the greatest military departments in the world, and that's all I could say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, it's Friday. We got a lot of your questions, a lot of your comments. I also want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have questions and comments coming in on Twitter, which is now X at Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Our website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. That's also where we get messages and emails. And then, of course, with drdahlia@hotmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The impeachment inquiry against President Biden has made some moves this week. Lance Pry has more.
Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued four subpoenas and four interview requests yesterday.
The U.S. and China made it official, announcing that the president and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will meet next week for a summit that both powers say they want to keep their escalating rivalry in check. A military veteran has received the first ever whole eye and partial face transplant. 46-year-old Aaron James of Hot Springs, Arkansas, was working as an electrical lineman in 2021 when his face touched a live wire. After a 21-hour surgery, doctors are still not sure whether he'll regain sight in the eye. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tina asks, what is cozy cardio? Have you guys heard about this? This trend called cozy cardio? Well, it's something I've kind of told you guys about for years, where if you, let's say, don't want to go to a gym, you are embarrassed that your workout may not be that intense. And so or you don't like lifting weights, or you don't like gym equipment, and I've told you, well, then why don't you put on your favorite song on the radio or internet or whatever and dance to it? Why don't you do some cleaning? Why don't you walk back and forth in your house while your TV show is on and get those steps up? You can walk back and forth in a room, and you could do that for an hour. That's a workout. That all counts. It may not be as rigorous as running a marathon, but it counts. Well, that is kind of where Cozy Cardio spurred from. What had happened is somebody on TikTok, I believe Hope Zuckerbrow, she popularized the trend where she posted her morning cardio routine on TikTok. What she did, excuse me, is she lights a candle, she makes an iced coffee, she's in her fluffy socks, and then she starts walking, just slowly, on her walking pad or treadmill for about 40 minutes while there's a TV show in the background. She could have her coffee, she could read a book, and so it's called Cozy Cardio, where you're still doing some sort of cardiac activity, but you aren't necessarily leaving the house. You aren't necessarily pushing yourself till it hurts. You're entertaining yourself and being comfortable. Some people will work out in a pajamas. I do. I would, from my pajamas, throw on a sports bra and then jump on the treadmill. That's considered cozy cardio. As opposed to you getting into your spandex, putting, you know, your hair up, throwing on a headband, grabbing your towels, grabbing your water bottles, driving 15 minutes to the gym, doing an hour or two workout while everybody else is kind of staring at you and you're like, okay, you know, I kind of did a smaller incline than others. And it allows people to work. I don't mind that. I don't mind any sort of activity. Now, you will not lose weight or get to your fitness goal with cozy cardio. But if it starts to get you into the habit, I'm fine with that. That's what I've been saying for years. You don't necessarily need to go from 0 to 90. January is coming up, and it's going to come up too fast. I don't even want to think about that because I love the holidays. But the depression sets in because people say, you know what? I'm going to work out in January. It's going to be my New Year's resolution. And then by January 2nd, you're like, all right, well, we'll shoot for 2025. So why don't you start the cozy cardio now? Now, the other interesting thing about cozy cardio is when that doctor got sued for a patient cheating on his wife in a menage a trois and died of a heart attack because the doctor didn't tell him to not have sex based on his cardiac health. We doctors still have to be very careful saying we want you to go and do heavy cardio and get your maximum heart rate. And because I don't know what your cardiac health is. But if you feel like walking and you feel like doing some mild exercise and your medical provider is watching you and will tell you when you could start to increase it, I think that's absolutely fine. Just make sure you check in with a medical provider. We don't want you getting on a treadmill and having a heart attack, which does worry people. One of you a couple years ago, I forget which star, had dropped dead off on a treadmill. Or I think it was the Facebook CEO's husband. And so people get nervous because they hear of celebs or family members found dead next to the treadmill. Well, if they had an abnormal heart rhythm, if they were prone to a heart attack, or if something else happened that put them into cardiac arrest, yes, they might be found by the treadmill. And we always, always urge people to get their hearts checked, always have a physical, and always talk to your medical provider about what the best exercise regimen is. Now, there's another, I guess, trend for the 12-3-30, I think. I don't have that site in front of me, but the 12-3-30 workout that some of you have heard is your treadmill on a 12% incline. The 3 is the miles per hour and the 30 is 30 minutes. So that's another sort of workout that's been touted, where you're on a 12% incline. Some of our treadmills only go to 10, but others will go higher. 12% incline, 3 miles an hour for 30 minutes. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, my knees won't tolerate it. That's fine. Go down to 6. Go down to 4. I don't care. 3 mile an hour rate walking for 30 minutes, it's pretty good stuff. Let's say you can only do 2.8. That's fine, too. Just because some people can do the more, you know, active and aggressive workouts, not that that's very aggressive, but still, it doesn't mean you have to, because I don't want you to quit. If you're at the gym, so when we go to the gym, we work out a lot of Golden Knights. Las Vegas Golden Knights workout. And I get pretty intimidated, because they're doing some pretty serious workouts. And yeah, I'm like, okay, I don't really want to be easy then and doing a warm-up and them thinking I'm a weenie. It's all okay. And also, people aren't watching you. You think people are watching you more than they do? They're not. And if somebody is watching you, they're a jerk. Who cares? Some people need that. They need to be watched. But if you are going to lose weight and you are going to get in shape, you know, you won't be able to do cozy cardio or low impact, low speed workouts. I think everybody should be walking. That's our baseline. But then I think the workouts are extra. And these workouts need to be done based on what you need. If you need weight loss, you have to do more workouts. If you need to be physically fit, you want a better heart, you're going to have to do more workouts. If you're trying to do maintenance, and then you might want to keep your muscle up, do some more resistance training, but always walk. Everybody should be walking. This 150 minutes of exercise a week, I think, is ridiculous. I think it should be a lot more. But many people think, well, now I walk to work. I walk around work. That should be enough. I think it counts. It should count for your steps. But keep in mind, some of your steps on your pedometer or Fitbit might be because you moved your arm. So you might go, wow, I walked 4 miles today. Did you really? But many of you will notice, why aren't I losing weight? I walk 4 miles a day at work because your body's used to it. When your body gets used to it, the walking puts you in maintenance mode. So you do have to shake things up. You might not be building any more muscle when you just walk. Maybe walk with some arm weights. Little 5-pound weights. Play around with them. While you're walking, carry the weights or do some arm exercises. That'll build a little bit of muscle. You can even tie some weights around your ankles. That might increase a little bit of muscle in the legs. If you don't want to go to the gym and do weights. So what I'm saying is it's very flexible. Whether this cozy cardio is the panacea to exercise or not, it brings up what I've been saying for years, where your exercise can very easily be modeled to you and what you like to do. And if there's a show that you like to binge, you tell yourself, I can't watch that show unless I'm on a treadmill or my stair stepper or my cycle. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, excuse me, the CDC is warning us pet owners that there's a salmonella outbreak in us humans because of dry dog food. The agency issued a food safety alert recording 7 cases of salmonella across 7 states that resulted in somebody being hospitalized. Most of those infected, however, were infants. Now, the U.S. FDA announced a recall of the Victor brand High Pro Plus dog food linked to the outbreak. Several other brands of dog food and cat food sold by High Pro Plus's manufacturer, Mid America Pet Food, are also under FDA recall. According to the CDC, disease from Salmonella bacteria infects 1.35 million people in the U.S. each year, mostly through ingesting contaminated food or water. Now, Salmonella symptoms could be fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, a rash. Usually, most people will improve on their own, but sometimes you need antibiotics, and sometimes, unfortunately, you might need hospitalization. How infants are getting this, though, I know why, because my dog, when my dog eats her chow, because she would prefer people food, it does some passive-aggressive stuff, where she'll take the bowl and throw it or lift it up to let some of it fall, the little pellets around her face. So she's like, I ate the dog chow, Mom. Meanwhile, there's pieces of dog food pellets all over the place. So if infants are picking these up, sadly, they can, get sick. We also don't want kids touching the bowls, because dogs will saliva. Sometimes they eat other dogs' poop or sniff other dogs' butts. Then they go to their dog food. So, the doggy bowl is not the safest thing for a kid to be around. CDC is urging that pet owners throw away the recalled pet food. If you do have the Victor brand High Pro Plus dog food, check the FDA's website on that. And put it in a sealed trash bag so wildlife do not encounter the bacteria. You should clean the surfaces like the pet bowls and anything that might have touched the pet food. In our case, the whole house and stairs, because the dog likes to take the bowl. She does it on purpose. She knows how to eat her chow. She just wants to mess with us. Contact your healthcare provider if you have diarrhea, vomiting, fever, chills, abdominal pain. So that's what we're dealing with there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An Arkansas veteran, military veteran, has received the world's first whole eye and partial face transplant. The recipient is 46-year-old Aaron James of Hot Springs, Arkansas. And he worked as an electrical lineman in 2021 when his face touched a live wire. It ended up receiving a 7,200-volt electric shock. As a result of the accident, he lost his eye, most of his left arm, his nose and lips, his front teeth, his left cheek area, and his chin. This is according to a press release from NYU Langone Health as well as Fox News. On May 27th of this year, he underwent a 21-hour surgery. It was led by Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez, director of the face transplant program, who's also an MD and DDS. He is chair of Hanjong Weiss Department of Plastic Surgery. Hans-Jorg Weiss. The surgical team involved over 140 medical professionals. James ended up getting a new left eye and a portion of his face from a single donor. This is the world's first transplant of a whole human eye and the only successful combined transplant. We've done facial transplants, but not with an eye. Now, this was his fifth facial transplant. At a press conference, James spoke about the progress he's made in the months since the surgery. Remember, it was May 27th. And he described the day of the accident, June 10th, 2021, as a day I don't remember, but one I'll never forget. He said it was a test of strength and willpower. From the time I woke up from a six-week coma, they were already talking about a possible chance of face transplant. So he thanked the donor and the donor family. And, it's just heartbreaking to see what our, men and women and service people endure. But it is a huge, huge step in terms of regaining people's functionality, people's confidence, and people's health. James also thanks his doctors, his team, his wife Megan, daughter Allie, for their support. And it looks pretty good. There is some lack of symmetry between the eye and the, between the face. You could tell there's a shift. The eye is separated by about a centimeter. But still, it's huge. And he was about 17 days in the ICU unit. The reason why we'll keep you there, for an extended period of time is your body is going to want to reject the donor. It's going to want to reject the transplant. And so we have to put you on multiple immunosuppressive drugs while at the same time protecting you from illness. We don't want you getting sick because you're immunosuppressed. And sometimes people undergoing transplants will get COVID or they'll get an infection. And you do not want to let up too much on the immunosuppressant drugs because it could reject the transplant. So you're trying to fight infection, and it takes a while. Not to mention you want it to heal and you want it to hold. And it's a transplant medicine is fascinating. And it is one of the longest surgeries I had ever been in. It really takes a village to make something like this happen. So we're happy for him, and again, we're really, really grateful to all our veterans, for those who are serving, have served, and sacrificed. But it's taking time. You know, when you look back to World War I, they used to put covers over people's faces when they lost part of their face in the war. And they would, I don't know if you saw Boardwalk Empire, but the mask that Darmody was the main character, his friend, had worn, he became, he lost part of his face, so he wore a prosthesis. And these prostheses or masks were used to allow them to still be in public and not have people ridicule them or be disgusted by, people freak out. They get really traumatized by seeing the loss of an eye. I've seen it, but there's this big push in society to cover this stuff up. And it blows my mind that it's taken, over 100 years for us to be able to figure out how to make things more cosmetic and we still have a long way to go, but we're very grateful to those who are donors. Now, many people have asked, how do you get around the religious issues when it comes to donating organs? Talk to your priest, talk to your rabbi, talk to your sheikh, talk to your pastor about what options you have. And we're noticing that religion is starting to be a little bit more flexible with that, because what we can now do in medicine, is not something that necessarily was able to be done in biblical times. And I get people want to have all their parts, in the afterlife, but we're able to do so, so much. And it's an absolute miracle. And we need other veterans to know that we've got their back. We're there for them. And whether it's a 21-hour surgery and a multiple-year process, we're not going to give up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.